Oh, it's filling right here. It's just where bead you threw on my diamond.
The Rambam says,
"I say, always feel like, you know, it's ready to wait. Last week, you know, you have to."
Everyone, let me tell you that when you give a guy techlacha, it's not because you want to do God a favor. I mean, he didn't use those words. He said, "You're not doing. You're doing it because you care about the guy." That's why you don't give a techlacha to a mummer. I mean, you try once, but or when he won't listen, he'll hit you. Because then that is, he doesn't. You can't care about him. He's not letting you care about him.
Anshei Chayil, the Rabban learns, the Rashi learns people who are wealthy.
But right.
The Rabban learns people who can do the job well.
I hear. Chayil, so Chayil might be
there.
I hear.
Well.
I hear.
I think that's
could be. Okay, we are on Yudim and Aleph, I believe, in the bottom. Because we had a problem. Our Mishnah said, Eid Echad Kusi is believed. And we want to know which Tana is that like. Tana Kama said they're always believed on biblical matters. Right? So why only one aid? According to Blazin, they never believed. So why one aid? And according to Shimon Gamliel, are they mukzik? They're mukzik. Are they not mukzik? They're not mukzik. And if they're mukzik, it should be two. And if they're not mukzik, it should be none. Where did the one aid come? And we brought a Brisa, a Blazer statement. So we're two lines to the bottom. Yudim and Aleph. 10a, two lines to the bottom. La'aylam Rablazer. Going like a blazer. Let me explain this before everybody jumps all over me. What happened is there's two Edom in the get. And the Yid, not the Kusi, the Kusi is also a Yid, but he's a Kusi. The non-Kusi Yid signed last. He's the second signature. The Elav, the Kusi Chaver Havi, will have Machtim let me come in. The Yid would have never let the Kusi sign first, unless he knows this is a chush of a Kusi. When you sit down to sign, you offer the more chush of a person to sign first. Right? I was at Ein on the Ksuba 2 nights ago. So the Masada Kedushin asked me if I'm a Kayan, so I would sign first, or a Levi. I said I'm a Yisrael, but I was the older one of the two. So he might have been a much bigger Tamachachim than me, but they weren't giving Bechinus at that place. So he said, I'm the older one, so I signed first, right? You let the person who's supposed to be respected go first. So the same thing here. The Yisrael let the Kusi sign before him. That means the Yisrael is telling us this Kusi is not Stam, a non-reliable Kusi. He would have never let the Kusi go before him. He might have let the Kusi sign after him because he's not the boss here. But he wouldn't have let him go before him, right? And therefore, we know that this Kusi is reliable. Whereas if two Kusim signed, we have no way of knowing if any of them were reliable. Dr. Gemara. What? So that means doesn't prove any reliability.
Right.
It's only because he's first. The Elav, the Kusi Chaver Havel, le Machtim le Mikamei. He would not have let him sign earlier. So why isn't that approved by every star? It could be that the guy who signed first said to himself, I don't know who the second witness is going to be. I don't know who he's using as the second witness. Might be somebody older than me. Might be a Tamakakam. So I'm an Anav. I sign second. How does that prove that the Kusi is reliable? Make up your mind. Why isn't it approved by other shtaris? Because you'll tell me the guy leaves space for somebody older than him. So he leaves space somebody older than him, I get too. And for the Gemara Amara Papa, Zayse Meris, Eidi Aget, Ein Chaisim Zebeloise. By every other star, you have no idea who the second witness is going to be. Meaning, I borrow $100 from Rebbe from Cohn. Right? So he write a star that says I owe him $100. I call in Corey. I say, Corey, can you sign? I'm telling him to sign the star that I owe $100. So he signs. Then I say, Rabbi Schutz, do you want to sign? So he comes over. He hears me say that I owe Avram Cohn $100. So he signs. By get, if Reuben writes, I'm sorry, we don't use Reuben. If Dunn writes a get to his wife, and then he calls over an aide and says, can you please sign? I want to give a get to my wife. There's a special halacha that the aide can't sign unless he knows who the second aide is. He cannot sign, and then the guy can look for a second aide. Why? We'll see in a second. And the Mela, there the order of signatures tells us something. Because the Yisrael that signed the get knew. He wasn't leaving over a space because he doesn't know who the other aide's going to be. He can't sign unless he knows who the other aide is. And therefore, both have to be there at the same time. And both have to sign. Therefore, if the Kusi is first, that means the Yisrael deferred. That means he's a Chash of a Kusi. And if the Yisrael is second, it doesn't prove anything. He said to himself, it's not my business who signs. I mean, if the Yisrael is first, then it doesn't prove anything. Because he signed, the other guy wants to sign. I'm not here to talk about him.
How do you know the top signature was first?
Because why would he not sign first?
Maybe he left the space for the other guy to sign.
Why would he leave a space for somebody that's not chashev with him? Because you call over two witnesses, and you know both witnesses are. Turn to someone and say, sign. Why would he sign second?
So
we assume that the Yisrael would step in. I'm a Yisrael. Just like they asked me if I'm a Kayan. And if the Yisrael lets the Kusi go first, that's telling us that this Kusi is a good man.
Only
by Gersh. Because by other stars, I don't have to know who the second signature is. If I borrow $100 from you and I ask Corey to sign, Corey signs because he heard me say, sign. He doesn't have to know who's going to be the second signature. So he figures, I don't know who the second signature will be. Maybe it'll be a Kayan. So I'll sign second. But by get, I know who the guy is. He's right here. He has to be here. Therefore, 1-8 Kusi, who signs first, we know is a good Kusi. He is a kosher Kusi. He doesn't lie. Rashi. Well, again, you assume that you know, that's a great question. But the assumption is that you don't sign with an aide that you don't know who he is. If he's right there. You'll want to know that you're dealing with a kosher person.
Then wouldn't you want that also even if you were signing first?
You won't, again, if the guy's ever, you'll know, you're right. If you sign first, you're relying on this guy, whoever he is. But if you're stepping aside and signing second, that means you know the guy is a kosher person. Rashi, Elav the Kusi Chaver Hava, Lehava Lehai Yisrael Machtim Le Kusi Mikamehi. Would not let him sign first. Yonki Shtari Saris Namiki Chasim Yisrael Lipsayv Nichshurei. El Akorchik Taima. The reason is, El Akorchik Taima by Lehava Kishari Saris Becheskes Chaver Ide Abdam Azu by letting him go first. The minute how you saw Rav Chashokuk left the space, Laman the Kushish made one was older than him. Sharol was aided him, Yisrael was al Chosim, Yisraelim skained him, Imenu. He figures there are people here that know the fact. Let me just finish the Rashi. Older people, Vakusi, which are Chosim, Yisrael was at Chilo, Yisrael, Shiachtim, Balashtari, Mechim, Yisrael skained him. He didn't know who's going to be the second aid. There are 10 people here. The Fichu Chosim, Atakhti, Sashtar, Vamal, Vabal, Vahechtim, Akhim, Vakusi, Lamayla, Imenu. Meaning, the reason being second shouldn't be a proof. The guy's sitting there. There are 10 people in the room that watched alone. So he's asked to sign. So he'll sign second because there's a person right here that's a Vayir Chashev. How does he know who the second aide is going to be? So how can I be get? He should name me Rav Chashevuk. So let's do the same thing by get. So he said, Meres, Masnis is the Maksha Beget, Apostle Bashar Shtaris. Hashmino is teaching me. The aide I get in Chasman of Zeb of Nezeb. He must assign the Kusi sign first. If he wasn't sure that the Kusi was kosher, he would not let the Kusi go first. That would be false humility. He doesn't know who it's going to be. By get, he knows who the second aide is. he signed first at the bottom. The Shavach Ravcha Laman the Kashish, he left over space to somebody older. Now we still don't know the reason why that's true by get. Why by get do I have to know who the other what signer is? There's the word from signator, signer is. And why by other stars don't I have to know? Terence says I don't have to know by other stars, it's not my business. But so why by get isn't your business? Zakti Gemara, my time up, Amaravashi Gzeira Mishum Kocha. It's going to be a sugya later on. But basically there's halacha that if a guy comes in and says to 10 people, can you all write a get for my wife? Can you guys take care of a get for me? And he says the word kocha. The halacha is, every one of those 10 have to, one has to write it, and every also has to sign it. Because he asked everybody to be involved. That means he's insisting. He's insisting that the get not be a get until his condition of everybody being an aid is involved. I don't know why he would do that, but that's what he did. So now, in order to avoid, if we're afraid, if that happens, the get is pasul. Get is pasul. So therefore they said that we want all Edom together at the time of signatures, that they should know their witnesses. Because if not, there might be 10 in the room and want to leave. And want, this way we know, I don't sign, so I see everybody that's supposed to sign with me. And that's only by get, there's this peda. There's a, by saying, kulchem, and this is going to be a sugya later on, which we'll discuss then more, that when a guy says kulchem, he's saying, I want to get with all these signatures. That's what that word means. And since he's insisting on all the signatures, that's, the get doesn't become a get till his condition is met. He can do as many signatures as he wants. He could have come in and said, two of you write the get for me, or three of you write the get for me. Take care to get. He didn't do that. He walked into a room, he saw 10 people, and he said, can you all do the get? So that they decide amongst themselves who's writing and who's signing, but they're all involved in doing the get. So if we didn't insist that you know who the other signator is, then you would leave the, you would never know by kulchem if it's met. This way Chazal said, don't sign again unless you know the other signature, who the other aide is. Yes, Corey.
I would think it's more cautious to do the last signature because if you like by a minion, right, for the tenth minion.
That's not, that's a totally different thing. I understand what your analogy is.
You're the one that's completing the deal.
We don't give the Kayan the last aliyah. We're allowed to, but the Kayan gets the first aliyah. The covenant is to go first. That's reality. What? Is there a halacha of kulchem by kedushin?
Star stars
is no such halacha.
No.
It's only by get because it passes the get.
No. What I'm saying is, I want the star to be chal only if 10 people sign on it. Why can't the condition? Why is that condition not applied?
Honestly, I would have to look it up, but that halacha doesn't apply. I can think of two or three reasons right away, but I'd rather not guess. But if you ask me now to do take a guess,
no, I don't want. I'm just saying.
But it does. That halacha does not apply to other stars.
How did you know which one? I mean, after the fact,
again, they were not mingled into Klal Yisrael. So I'm trying to tell you, say yesterday, they were not intermarried into the regular Jews. They didn't. They had their own thing. They stuck around Har Grizim. They lived in their own neighborhoods. They did their own thing. No. Don't do that to me, please. Don't you dare do that to me. Chas v'shol.
You know the deal. Do you know it?
Chas v'shol.
You know.
Get comes now, Todd.
There's no kusim today.
Okay, but no, I meant.
I mean, but they're not signing our get.
Get comes to this thing, and now we're trying to be kind to get. It's known that this was a Kusi type.
They knew the people.
They knew the
No, not because they kutzim were separate. I mean, he used an example that I don't like, but he's trying to prove a point.
But Rebbe, it's kind of warming up to it a little bit.
I wouldn't say that.
We find a star and the coin is signed in second. What happens then? We find a star and the coin was written both second.
Okay, I don't think we would possible the star, correct. By star, Mamelis, for sure not, because he doesn't know who's going to sign before him. Right. Maybe Rav Shach is signing before him. You know what I mean? By Kedushin, I don't know the halacha. Will the call come as Makam? I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. It's Rabbanon. It's Xera, I don't know. I mean, the insistence is of the right. By Kedushin, I don't know if the halacha applies. By Dine Mamelis, we don't care. And by Gittin, it would be a problem. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it would possibly go. But we usually, meaning, this is a positive. Letting the Kusi go first is a positive. Now, Texas has a problem. That means one aid is making this get kosher. Meaning, why is the Kusi kosher? Because the Yid signed under him. So he's the both aidim. He's the aid on the get, and he makes his other aid kosher. That means the whole get's working because of one Jew.
I don't get it. Being made on the first aid.
I don't get it. He's just saying that
being
this aid is
on the first aid.
He's saying that I know this. What do you think?
He's one aid that's making this get kosher all by himself.
What?
Without him, there's no get. Because the other aid is only dependent because he said it's kosher. With his testimony, all by himself, he's doing 100% of the get. Sorry?
He's not made on the other
Kusi. He doesn't get the by signing second, he's telling us that the Kusi is kosher. That means he is making the Kusi kosher and making the. Means he's doing it all by himself.
The remote listener.
Bottom line is, we're relying on one aid.
Not really. It's the second signature.
But we're relying on one aid. Again, the bottom line is, why is this get kosher?
Is there two signatures?
No, because one Yid told us that the other signature is kosher, therefore we have two signatures.
But he wouldn't have signed.
To advertise this, which Tyson gives a much better tariff than anybody in this room, please, that the right to the Kusi is kosher. It's only a rabbinic fear that they passed them because Kusim lied. And since it's only a rabbinic soul, so we don't mind the fact that it became kosher through one of the other witnesses. Had this been a biblical problem, then we would not have relied on this one. So I like Tyson. No offense to anybody in this room, but I think Tyson's answer is better. In fact, I was so afraid everyone was going to jump at me with this question that I asked at the beginning, let the Gemara explain itself first. But I guess nobody was bothered by this question.
Didn't we say earlier, I'm with Aleph, that Kusi, when they do mitzvahs, they do
that was mitzvahs. One Mandi Amar.
We're not going.
Again, we're answering now that Kusim are not believed. We don't trust Kusim as a rule, like Middle Mandi Amar. Or they're not Mochzik. They lie on Shtaris. Either Mandi Amar. Pick Mandi Amar 2 or pick Mandi Amar 3. Except there are exceptions to the rule. If we know this Kusi is an honest Kusi. Now, how are we going to know that?
So, what
I mean,
that's what I said. I thought the first person is made that the Kusi is good. By signing.
Only if he signed second.
Right.
That's what the Gemara is answering.
That's the answer.
No, but it's. Okay, fine. I'm not going to get it. It doesn't answer Tyson's question that we're relying on one aid for everything.
What's wrong with that?
What?
What's wrong with that?
Because we always need to aid him. For any get, we need to aid him. And then the truth is, we don't have to aid him in this get. We have one aid that makes the other aid okay. So basically, we're on shoulders of one person.
So why is
this third sheet also? I would have
asked that before.
It could be the third sheet, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you have two people walk in, one of them was the brother-in-law, and the other aid says he's kosher because his wife died, we would possible that aid us? We would make sense?
There's nothing to do with that.
If it were biblical, maybe, I don't know, maybe. something by writer. That's the most of that be the word. That's the these are things that we can ascertain, as opposed to whether the kusi is honest or not. It's much harder. Something by writer. Gufa. Amar Ablazer lehichshur by eidach of kusi buvad. They only allow one aid. Affecting my Michael Mashmala Tanina. What is your blazer's one kusi? Sorry. Michael Mashmala Tanina to the parish of Mishnah called Get Yeshal of Aid Kusi Patra. What did Rabbi Elazar add to the Mishnah? And for the Gemara. I don't know if I did the Rashi and Amid Aleph, the last two Rashis.
You must have.
I know, I have a Raya, but it's not true. You must not be on because I did those two Rashis. The Ilam Rabbi Elazar Damer Chashidi, begitten my type of Hokshreid Kusi. And the Yichasim Yisrael Eid Hasheni LeMisayim Tachas Hakusi under the Kusi. Back to the Gemara here. Frank the Gemara. So what did Rabbi Elazar teach us? Right? It's a Beferish Mishnah called Gatchi Hashon Eid Kusim Pasul. And for the Gemara, Imi Masnisin Hav Amin Afil Train Ami. I would have said two are kosher also. The Haidin Tani Chad Mishin B'Shtaris Afil Chad Nami Loi. I would have said the reason the Mishnah says one is kosher is not because of the one kosher by Gittin, but because of the one not being kosher anywhere else. Because if it would say two, you would say two are not kosher anywhere else, but one is. So therefore, in order to teach us that by other stars one is not kosher, it said one is kosher by get. Kamash Malan, no, that only one is kosher by get, and two are not kosher by get. Dr. Ashi, I didn't do this. I'm up to my time. Dr. Ashi, my time, Amar Rabbanon, Shloyach Smuzeh Shloy Befezeh. Why did the Rabbanon say that they can't sign one without the other? Gzeira Mishim Kucha. It's not Bepirkin Lekamon. In Perik number 6, it says, Amar La'asara, Kucham Kusvu Get Le'ishti. I want you all to write a get. Echad Kaisa V'kulam Chaisman. V'ilo Havi Chasmi Kuli, Havi P'sul. It would have been possible. Why? The Bekpei Detalya. It depends on his insistence. The Lo'ishav Yegita Le'bahachi. He only made it a get the way he commanded it. L'fichach? Tiknu, they made it Takana. That Afilu Hechad Lo'yamer Kucham. Even when he doesn't say Kucham, right? Even when he doesn't say Kulchem, she'll call the Edom Nikbatsim B'Shasa Chasimah. That all Edom should be gathered there to avoid the problem of Kulchem. This way you know this is who he wanted to sign. Period. End of story. Zakti Gemara Vayit.
You have problems verifying the get when it comes from Kusar.
That's the Sugi in the Ace Ferik. If 10 signatures are signed, how many have to be verified?
I'm talking about the kusi. One signature being a kusi. Two signatures, one being a kusi. Because they live separately, people did not...
It would be a problem, yes. But we would have to find somebody to verify the signature.
It could be another kusi.
If he's honest.
You mean, Rabbi Ben, that it's possible you may not need verification of all 10?
Correct.
Really?
Yes. I meant that. To still give the end of the 8th Perek. And the 7th Perek. And the 8th Perek? I'm a Beis. I think it's the end of the 7th Perek. Might be the end of the 8th Perek. I don't know. One of the Amid Beis.
Where is that?
No, Samachbah was where the Mishnah is. That's in the 6th Perek.
So, Rebbe, if the Kusi signs second, it's still only one
Kusi. So it's not believed. We're limiting the Mishnah.
So the get is invalid.
And the get is invalid.
That's it. No way to get around it.
So I'm thinking about right. Utrelai, two Kusim are not good. Trelai. Two kusim and I go. I still didn't finish Rashi. Let's go back to Rashi. Tanina kol getchas rei kusim pasul. Halal kamer chutz migitin nashim. Have I mean I would have thought that filu trade sharing beget even two are kashim beget. Other tani chad lash mina chumra the star shoras. The severity the chad nami possible. Kamash one that they're not. I'm sorry to tell me kamash one. That's why it said one. That's why Reb Elazar had to tell me only one is kashim beget. Zakti Gemara Vayit. Utrei Loi, two are not believed. Ay, Vokhtani Maitse V'yul of Anuf V'rim Gamliel V'chvar Av Sinoi Get Ishev Ayu Eidav Eidei Kusim. Right, Rabbi Cohen, you were zeroing in on that yesterday. says Edov, plural, Behechshir, Amrabaya Tony Edov. Rabbi said, change the gears in the Mishnah. Read it Edoi, not Edov. Drop the Yod. We'll get in a second. Rabbi Amar, Loilam Trey. Rabbi says, it's a Machloikas. Tanakama holds one, and Rigamil is arguing and saying two are kosher. Why? Because Rigamil holds that by Gittin, they are trustworthy. It's Mukzik, right? Remember his son Shita was, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that anything they keep, we trust them. And Reb Gamliel is saying, Gittin is something they're very careful with. And therefore even two kusim are kosher by Gittin. Two kusim are kosher by Gittin. And he's arguing in the Tanakhama. It's a machloikus. Tanakhama says one, because he only trusts him because he kusi signed first. And Reb Gamliel says, I disagree. Even if there's two kusim, it's kosher, because I hold like my son, or his father. We don't know which Reb Shimon Gamliel it is. There's two Reb Shimon Gamliels. The father of Reb Gamliel and the son of Reb Gamliel. So I don't know which one he holds like. Let's say that if it's mukzik, we trust him, and it's mukzik, forget.
Couldn't you answer that? This case, in that case, he knew they were both kosher.
It said, well, hey, David Kusim, we wouldn't tell you because he knew. That's not, we don't make a story like that. Frank Di Guevara, then it doesn't make sense. But if you tell me one, and then you bring a story. Stories are usually to back up a Mishnah, not to argue. If it's to argue, it would say, and Gamliel disagrees. And he brings, then bring the story. Don't say one, and there's a story. The Mishnah is missing a piece. Gamliel Makshir Mishnayim. My tsunami shavil the fair gamil the crabs and I get Isha, by aid of aid the kusim, the hikshem. Say the chami. Rabbi's answer is there's a machloikis in the Mishnah. According to Gamliel, Gittin is one of the things they kept impeccably. And when they keep it up to the top of the line.
And
that's how we go. It's a from Gamliel the Tanakhava. So you want to know how long the Maita? I don't know.
I would think that if you had husbands and wives that were kusim, that if they would have kusim as witnesses also, then you could have mamzerim.
I told you there is no intermarriage. There is very, I shouldn't say no, a very insignificant amount of marriage between Yisraelim and kusim.
I was saying there would be.
There would be a lot of problems with Kusim.
Right.
They didn't marry Kusim.
So if one of them stopped being Kusim, would you do
it? What? Can a Kusi elevate himself not to be a Kusi? Right? The bottom line at the end of the day was not, because they found out that they're serving Avodah Zarah in Har Grisim. So it put into question the Mandamana says Gary Amitaim. Once they found them serving Abed Azar and Hargrizim, things changed. It was a big machlaikas for hundreds of years. Rakusim, real Gerim and Hargerim. And then they found them serving Abed Azar and Hargrizim. What happened to Kusim is, okay, I should have said this at the beginning. What happened is when Sancheriv came to Eretz Yisrael, he exiled the 10 Shvatim. But he never, what he did, Sancheriv was a brilliant strategist. And what he did is, he never left people where they lived. The way he kept control over people is by moving them. By moving them to a different country where they feel like refugees and they don't belong. Till they acclimate, it will take them who knows how long. And therefore they won't launch a rebellion. That was his strategy. So wherever he moved, he didn't kill people, only if they fought him. They surrendered. He moved them. He moved the Yidden to wherever he moved the Aseret HaShvatim to. Figure it out. Big machlokes. Wherever he moved them to, he moved them to. Whether it's Ethiopia or India or the other side of Sambachin, wherever they may be, I'm not going to comment on these questions. Did Aseret HaShvatim come back? Some did, some didn't. I'm not going to get involved in this history. But what he did is, he moved another country into where the Aseret HaShvatim had lived. And mainly they came from the country of Kuta. with a country in Asia somewhere, I believe. He moved them to Eretz Yisrael. They moved them to Eretz Yisrael. There was an onslaught of lions which attacked them. And they got petrified. They can't live here. Lions are eating them up. Literally. So they went and asked, and I don't remember Navi who they asked, maybe Rabbi Schatz remembers, and they were told that because in Eretz Yisrael you just can't live in Avodah Zarah. You can't be a Shagans in Eretz Yisrael. You got to become Jewish. So they went through the Geirus process. The whole nation. The Machlokes Tanoim, was it a serious Geirus or a facade? Enough to save them from the lions, the Rabbi Shlalem Kaviyachol was satisfied with the fact that they weren't overtly serving Avodah Zarah, that overtly they were acting Jewish, to an extent, or was it a real Geirus, and they really became Jews? And this Machlokes Tanoim lasted for centuries. Some Tanoim considered them Jews, some Tanoim said they're Goyim. And then all of a sudden, they found them serving Avodah Zarah in Har Gerizim. And at that point, they treated them like Goyim from then and on. Now, I don't know if that meant that those who said Gary Emes retracted, or from this point and on, they said they're no longer part of Judaism, and they just shut them out. Their shechita was treif, their bread was treif, and they treated them like Mamish Goyim Gemurim. Now, there are still kustim today. For any history buff who likes to see things that he shouldn't go see anyway, but I know somebody went, you can go to Har Gerizim today, and there's a community of kustim, and they bring a carbon Pesach, but not on there. I think they bring it on a different day, whatever it is. They shecht the lamb their own way, they do their own thing. It's the painless thing, it's not Nageya. But I know somebody told me he went, and he was so amazed by what he saw. I wouldn't be amazed at the kustim, they call him. I don't know why I would be amazed, but this guy's a history buff. Happens to be a Talmud Chacham, but that doesn't make a difference. Now, I'm not going to tell you who it is. It's not my business to identify him. But he went to watch it, and he was like, you know, tell me all about it. Me, there, you know, they're not Zara, they're not Negeya. When the Yidden came back from Bayis Sheni, they tried to stop the building of Beis HaMikdash. They were involved in trying to undermine the Yidden building of Beis HaMikdash. They didn't like the Jews. Simply put, they were living there and they liked it their way, not the Jewish way. Sorry, they didn't like the Haredim. The Haredim who were trying to serve the Rabbanis level with the Beis HaMikdash. No, Karaim was much later. Karaim didn't exist in those days. Sukkim didn't exist in those days. Then, in the second Beis HaMikdash, during the second Beis HaMikdash, a group of people became Sukkim. They were not Kusim. They were Jews who didn't believe in Torah Shabbat. They lasted around and made a lot of trouble. But then they dissipated as well. And in the Rambam's days, or during the Gaonim's days, before the Rambam, there was a group in Egypt and in Eretz Yisrael that called themselves Kroim. They followed the Tzukim ways. They were similar to the Tzukim. There is still Kroim around. There are communities, very small ones, of Kroim. The Rambam made an issur to marry into them. The Rambam banned them from who knows what.
How they different than
what?
How they different?
They're not. Just a different name. Different hundreds of years apart. The Tzukim were doing the Bayis Sheni, and then for some reason they just disappeared, I don't know how, and the Kroim were in the time of the, towards the end of the Tzukim HaGoyim, the Rambam's time.
Why do you have to make a need to it with that? I mean, why would you want to marry someone as a keep the either to Megayer?
The Kroim can't be Megayer, they're Jewish. I have no idea what happens with the Kroim, and I don't know what the Rambam's claim was.
Why would you have
to
put a ban on them?
Yes, but the Rambam was afraid that people were marrying into them, and they were expanding. Their influence is expanding. When the Rambam moved to Yerushalayim, there was no minyan of Frum Yidden. It was only crime. When the Rambam came to Yerushalayim, he had a minyan there. There was no minyan in Yerushalayim. They were crime. But the crime, they're a non-entity today. They are around. There are still some crime around. What?
They weren't doing it properly.
That's what happened by the Kusim. There's Gemaras clearly that Kusim became Safik Mamzerim because they didn't do things properly. I could be those. I have no idea. I'm not a history. I don't know history well enough even to comment. I will say the following. When I was a young child, the school I went to a cheder in the morning, and we went to a different day school in the afternoon because the cheder didn't have its own English program. And thank you to a certain person who's a chash of a person named Rabbi Samson. He was the head of the day school, and he said if they want to make a chassidish cheder, a hamish cheder, they're allowed to, and I will give them English without any problem. He did not try to force the Hungarians and Polish people that came over after the war to comply to send to a regular day school. So anyway, that's where I went. So the fourth grade English teacher took us to a trip to a museum of history. So I still remember I was there, and they were talking about the Assyrian Empire, the Sancherev Empire. And they said that history doesn't know how they fell apart. They ruled over the whole world, and there's no record of any revolution or anything that toppled the Assyrian Empire. It knows the tracker. So they assume, this is what they said, I still remember, that what happened was it spread so thin that it fell apart on its own. I still remember, this is when you don't learn Torah, because in the Navi it tells you clearly what happened to the Assyrian Empire. They came through Shalayim, it all died out. So that was the end of the Assyrian Empire. But they don't know that, they don't believe in that. So therefore they made up their own Bubba Maisa that the Assyrian Empire fell apart, because it spread so thin and each country just took themselves back. But Sakhara was a brilliant strategist. This moving people around gave him an empire that lasted. Except he made a mistake. He attacked Jerusalem, and that was the end of him and of his army. Hundreds of thousands of people died that night. Right? So still remember the Rosh Hashanah made on me, the Goyim. I was a young Cheder kid.
When you heard that story at the amusement park, where was that?
Museum.
At that moment, you didn't know it was a problem.
Yes, I did.
Oh, already?
Yes.
Wow.
I was a Cheder kid. You know what I mean?
You knew the...
I learned this. My father had taught me the story of... By Pesach night, he told me the story of Sancheru. It wasn't like it was a... I was a Cheder kid, you know, a regular, good old Cheder kid. And this Goyim, in my mind, these Goyim, who had no idea of what the thing is, just don't know. I never told anybody. I came home, I told my parents. They don't have it. They don't get it. But that's the truth. Anyway. Like it. I don't think we finished Rashi. Rashi? Rav Amar Leilam Trey? Kusim Havi Bahu Gita the Rav Gamliel or Rav Gamliel Miflik Polik Biyamit Maisa Lister Chesur and Maxer. It's missing a piece. Dr. Mishnah Vaiter Kol Hashtara Silent Bar Kol Hashtara the Kachavim. All Shtara is done in the courts. Ava Bisha Chesmei Mev the Kachavim. Even though they're signed by Goyim Ksherim Chutz Migitei Nashim Mishachur Rav Adam. We quote, this is all in the Braisa that said there's three things that they're similar in. Each of those things is a Mishnah. But the Gemara brought it as a price, there were three and four, why not other things? But now we're going through each case. Why, it's true. What? Well, it depends. We'll see. If Shimon Eimer, Av Yeluk Sherim, even Gittin or Kasher, by Huskuru, Elamus Manshinasa Behedjit. The only time courts are no good is if it's done without a court. Meaning, the only time Gittin are no good, it's done by non court Goyim that are not in the court. And the Gemara will explain this part later, so we'll leave it for the Gemara. Rashi Barkos, Mokim Beis Vad Dayonim Kvun Shalahem. Arkos is the court where they sit. Where the judges sit is called Arkos, the courthouse. By Husku Beis Medrash L'Pasol B'Sman Shinasa B'Hedjit Ayidei Oiv D'Kachav B'Hedjaitis Regular Lay Goyim She'enim Dayanim, but Gemara Mefarish Lo, the Gemara will explain this. Okay. Zakti Gemara. Kapasik Vitani. The Mishnah says, all Shtaras are kosher besides Gittin, and Shechura. That means, Leishna Mecher, Leishna Matana. It makes no difference now. The Gemara is making an assumption here. And that's because that's the way it usually is. When you sell something, a field, we assume, it doesn't have to be that way, that the kinyan was done through cash. And the shtar is just a proof. Doesn't have to be that way. The shtar can be the kinyan. But the Gemara is assuming that most sales, the kinyan is done through cash. And the contract is written as a proof to the transaction. Not that the contract created the transaction. The transaction happened by the passing over of cash. It's a shtar raya. It's like a shtar of a loan. The loan make, again, I borrow $100 from Avram Cohen. I owe him the $100.
No, really, I would give, I'd buy for one.
Good? Give me $100. I borrow $100 from Avram Cohen. I owe him the $100. When we write a shtar, I don't owe him the $100 because of the shtar. I owe him the $100 because I owe him the $100. The shtar is a proof to the fact that I owe him $100. It's called the shtar raya.
For the sale?
Could be done one of two ways. It could be that the shtar itself makes the transaction. Land can be acquired through kesef shtar and chazakah. One of the ways you can acquire land is by the handing over of a contract. But usually, the Rishayim speak out, people didn't sell things like that. They wanted cash up front. Then they were willing to write a shtar so the guy that was created the sale. So if I sold the field to Avram Cohen, the minute he paid me $100, the field belonged to him. But he wanted proof. So we wrote a contract to prove the sale. It didn't have to be that way. It didn't have to be that way. But that's how sales were usually done. So the Gemara will call a contract of sale a shtar raya, even though it doesn't have to be a shtar raya. But normally, usually, that's what happens. By presents, however, you can give a present without shtar. You can have the guy make a chazakah in the land. One of the ways to acquire a piece of land is to do something to the land, fix it up in a way. The shtar can be a proof that he acquired it with chazakah. But usually, when you wrote a shtar for a present, the shtar made the present. So if I wanted to give Avram Cohen a piece of land as a present, I usually, the way I effected the transaction was by handing him a shtar that I am giving him a present. It didn't have to be that way. It could have been that this present happened without a contract. There's no money, it's a present, right? So there's no money, right? Like when he's giving me the $100, that'll be a present, right? So there's no money involved. Right, so it can be done one of two ways. You can either tell the guy make a chazakah and it becomes his, and the shtar is a raya, or the shtar can make it. So usually, and again, it's a usual thing. Shtar matana was a kinyan, shtar mecher was a raya. So the Gemara will refer to it that way, not because it has to be that way. Shtar mecher doesn't have to be just a raya, and shtar matana doesn't have to be a kinyan. But the Gemara will call Shtar Mecher Raya because that's what usually happened when there's a sale. We wait for money. And the Gemara will call Shtar Matana Kinyan because that's what usually happened. I'm trying to avoid the fact that you don't have, because the Gemara is going to call Shtar Mecher Shtar Raya. And the Gemara is going to call Shtar Matana Shtar Kinyan. It doesn't have to be that way. But that's what usually happened. So therefore, whenever the Gemara will use the term in this Gemara, Shtar Mecher, it's a code word for a shtar raya. It doesn't make create anything. It's just a piece of evidence.
Mecher.
It's a shtar of a sale, which is usually not what creates the sale.
Usually money.
Shtar matana makes the matana. It's not just a proof of a present. It creates the present. What made it Avram Cohen? What? A shtar has the ability to make something happen besides being evidence. A shtar mecher could also be a kinyan. And a shtar matana can also be a raya. But usually, mecher was a raya, and matana is a kinyan. And I want to use those words because we use them constantly. There are two kinds of shtaris. One kind is evidentiary. All it is to tell us what happened. every star milva is evidence.
I get it.
No. I'll get to that in a minute. Every star milva is evidence. It doesn't create the loan. What creates the loan is the transfer of money. The star is a proof. That's what it is. It's called a star raya. Sales usually are done by money. The star is just a proof that a sale happened.
With the milva.
Yeah. Yes.
It's used to collect.
That's evidence. So instead of having to have live witnesses to argue with Yitzchak Margaret and whether Yosef Rahman Kona has the dowers, having a star is like having witnesses here, and they'll force Yitzchak Margaret to pay back his loan.
So the mecher, star mecher, is also before the full transaction occurs?
Usually the transaction occurred and the star mecher was written, so when I come to tell Avram Cohn that he stole my field, he'll take out a star and prove that I sold it to him. It's evidentiary. It's not creating anything. By matana, usually, that's how the present happens. Now, once it's like the present happens, Yachmiel, can you move on the phone away? Yachmiel. Okay. You can't sit on the phone here. Hello? Please don't say what you're talking the phone talking about. By get, it creates a divorce, and then it's a piece of evidence. Every star kinyan is also a star raya. It created the kinyan, and then is a proof. But it did more than just evidence. It created it. A get is not just proof that she got divorced. A get made her divorced. A star matana in the Gemara here is not just proof that a present happened. It created the present. It doesn't have to be that way by matana, but that's the way it usually was. A star mecher could create the sale, but usually it was just evidence of a sale that happened. So I just want to make clear that we understand the two kinds of staris that there are. Star raya and star mecher. Star raya is evidence. It doesn't have to create anything. Star Matana in this Gemara has to do more than just be evidence. It has to create the Matana. That's Star Kenyan, right. There's Star Raya and there's Star Kenyan. Get is a form of Star Kenyan. It created the get. It's not a Kenyan, but it does. It's Kenyan back to herself. But it's not, it's more than just a proof. It does something. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow.